Hey everybody, I'm Mara. I grew up in Baltimore. I work for the Neighborhood Design Center. I do murals and public art and work to make our streets safer with public art in the street with streetscape design. And today, I just graduated from University of Maryland with a planning degree, but I was really dedicated to living, thank you, and staying in Baltimore City and was like, I'm gonna do the commute. So for 2 years, almost every day of the week, I work my day job in the Station North Arts District and then like fly out of the office and get into my car and fly to College Park to get to my 4 or 5 o'clock evening class. And on the way, I learned that other municipalities outside of Baltimore City are really, really, really good at collecting speed tickets. And there are tiny, tiny municipalities between Baltimore City and College Park, each with their own system and website and mailing system and hilarious messaging along with it. And I probably racked up to $2,000 in speed tickets for my grad school degree, so we're just going to add that to my federal student grad student loans that I owe. Yeah, and call it part of the price ticket. But I was really, really dedicated to staying in Baltimore, working in Baltimore, and applying my planning degree to Baltimore City like I do now with the Neighborhood Design Center. And I think, worth it. And I also, I learned how to make peace with rush hour, because, you know, you're driving from Baltimore City to College Park between 4 and 6 o'clock. To get to a class, and I would inevitably, like, I had all my professors' cell phones numbers, and I would be like, I'm so sorry, I'm going to be late, you know the script, I did my homework, I promise. But I got really good at, like, listen. I don't know about who here is, like, an audiobook listener when you're in traffic, right? Yeah, so a really good strategy when you're in grad school is to get all of the books or articles that you have to read and listen to them on the commute. So there was this one day where I had to read a really beautiful historical planning book about systemic racism in our country and connecting it to Baltimore, and I was really fired up and just feeling really emotional, you know, cry, like tears are coming, you know how, like, when you're in a plane, you're watching plane movies, and sometimes you start crying, even though it's just a comedy. There's something about being in a tight space where you're trapped and you have no control, where you start to just feel a lot more vulnerable and emotional. So that's, like, happening, and I have to give a presentation. It's, like, my final. I'm listening to this beautiful audiobook, crying in rush hour, inevitably 30, 40 minutes late to class. And I just had a really, heightened sense of peace in that moment. Has anybody here, like, gotten to the point where you're so stuck in traffic, so stuck in rush hour? Actually, on the way here, in the car, I was late. I missed the first two speakers because the CXX train, right outside of Checker Spot. I'm rushing over here. I'm late. I get to Checker Spot, and I'm like, I can see it. But only in between the CSX trains. Yep. So I was like, okay, Mara, remember how you got through your commute to grad school to College Park. And just breathe and relax and remember that we're all here for a higher purpose than being in this car and getting to this place, and you will get to your destination and everything will be okay. And ended up having a lovely conversation with Jed, who I was given a ride to, next to me in the car. And so this is just a reminder that, you know, commutes are an opportunity to take a second, take a pause, listen to a beautiful story, listen to a great book, think about ideas. I also did a lot of journaling, audio journaling, processing, well, my insane life at that moment. So take the next opportunity when you're stuck for about 10 minutes behind a CSX train or watching the speed cameras flash in front of you as you drive by. To you remember that there's more to life than being stuck in traffic. So thank you.